Man Accused of Beheading Landlord with Samurai Sword Over Rent Dispute. By Catherine Rodriguez on July 29, 2020. A Connecticut man allegedly used a samurai sword to decapitate his roommate and landlord over a rent dispute. Jerry David Thompson, 42, of Hartford, recently moved into one of the bedrooms in the home of Victor King, 64, a retiree who used to work for Travelers Insurance Company and played professional bridge, the Hartford Courant reported. Thompson allegedly threatened his landlord with the sword after the two men argued about the tenant not paying rent, according to an arrest warrant. The day before King was beheaded, King told the police that Thompson waved the sword at him, according to the Courant. When King's friends could not get in touch with him, they alerted the police. Once police and firefighters arrived at the home, they discovered the grisly scene. Police eventually found Thompson in Hartford's North End. He refused to speak with investigators, saying, "Paper and glove compart in Jeep is all you need." Authorities searched the glove compartment and found paperwork alleging that he was a sovereign citizen and not bound by the laws of the U.S. Thompson, who has been convicted for assault and robbery in the past, had his arraignment hearing Tuesday in Superior Court, where the judge ordered he be held on $2 million bond, the New York Post reported. The New Haven Register reported that Thompson will face murder charges. It remains unclear whether the samurai sword was a full-length katana or the shorter wakizashi, which paired together in a traditional daisho sword set.